This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 22nd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is mostly clear tonight. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild night, while Jerusalem feels cooler with a gentle breeze. Eilut remains warm, perfect for a late evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, the Saudi deal is distant as Iran races towards confrontation. The meeting with Trump is in doubt, reported 3 hours ago. Also, the Jerusalem Post reported earlier this hour that Australia's Dr. Jihad was found in an Iraqi prison 10 years after he was declared dead in an ISIS siege. Also this hour, Walla reports a security breach. The Iranian foreign minister reveals Israel knew where Khamenei was hiding. Separately, JNS reports earlier today that Trump warned the US would bomb Iranian infrastructure for every ship attacked in the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, JTA notes Israel is alarmed by reports of a possible US-Saudi nuclear deal which could give Riyadh access to sensitive technologies. From X, the latest. Eyal Red, a real-time missile alert tracker, reported just minutes ago explosions in Avaz, southwestern Iran. Visegrad 24 questioned earlier today how many members of the European Parliament have visited so-called no-go zones and foreign-funded mega-mosques in Europe. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted recently that Israel is considering purchasing P-8 Poseidon aircraft to counter Turkey's expanding submarine fleet. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Saudi deal, Israel Hayom indicates that the agreement allowing Saudi Arabia to set up nuclear reactors is unlikely to proceed. A source in Washington highlights growing concerns over Iran's aggressive stance. The uncertainty casts a shadow over potential diplomatic breakthroughs in the region. Turning to the discovery of Tarek Kamle, the Jerusalem Post reveals he was found alive in a Baghdad prison. Kamle, known as Dr. Jihad, was presumed dead for a decade. His resurfacing raises questions about the handling of ISIS detainees and their long-term detention. Meanwhile, Walla reports a significant security breach involving Iran. The Iranian foreign minister disclosed that Israeli intelligence knew the location of Ayatollah Khamenei during a critical attack. This revelation underscores the ongoing intelligence battles between the nations. In earlier reporting from JNS, Trump issued a stern warning to Iran. He stated that America would respond to attacks on its ships in the Strait of Hormuz with military action against Iranian infrastructure. This rhetoric escalates tensions in an already volatile region. And finally, JTA discusses Israel's concern over a potential US-Saudi nuclear deal. Such an agreement could alter the balance of power in the Middle East, challenging Israel's strategic interests and complicating peace efforts. On the economic front, first, according to CTEK, Rafael aims to expand its Iron Beam system beyond rockets to ballistic missiles. This move could redefine air defense capabilities in the region. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that Israeli exports have soared to an all-time high of $169 billion in 2025. Despite geopolitical challenges, this marks a significant achievement for the Israeli economy. And finally, Walla Business reveals a deficit in 38% of Israeli authorities. The Interior Ministry's data shows that 16% are in a critical economic condition, highlighting challenges in local governance. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.